Any security person is going to tell you, you can't secure what you don't know you don't have.
For modern global enterprises, SaaS was meant to make life easier until a surprise audit or unexpected security gap forces a reckoning. Today's guest knows the story better than most. Jennifer Clark is a global IT asset manager at Hyatt Corporation, where an audit finding was the spark to take on a SaaS management strategy and to start building more resilient, transparent program outcomes. Jennifer, welcome to SaaS Me Unfiltered.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm very excited for you to be here as well. And I want to draw on that right away. You know, we often bring folks onto the show and we talk about their oh no moments, their eureka moments. And I'd really love to understand for you, when you go back to that audit, you know, as you're building out a global IT asset management strategy, what was that eureka moment that you had in tandem with the audit that made you realize this was the time for action to begin driving SaaS management responsibility and optimization in your program?
So while we had, lots of spreadsheets of applications, you know, we had all of our applications yep. listed in all these different spreadsheets, because everything is, you know, each team is very focused on what they want to track on certain applications. When an auditor asks, you know, for information, now you got to go to all these different people and right. kind of consolidate, and it was a lot of hassle. And so we wanted to really focus on bringing everything together in one source to make our, you know, our audit requests a lot easier, be able to provide something holistically sure. and less time for us.
And when we've talked about this historically, you mentioned the, you know, an audit is a very scary term, but it was pretty limited in what you were accountable to as part of that audit, which was inventory and a pretty limited information. What was the detail on that audit finding?
So it was more about, you know, making sure that we had all everything documented and, you know, everything, we knew where everything was. And that was, you know, basically, you know, what we had to get better at.
Yeah, that's typically what we hear. What do we have and who owns it? It's very simple. And I think that concept of an audit sometimes becomes a scary thing, but it's very, very straightforward to get out in front of. So as you're looking back, you know, from that time period in launching your program and operationalizing those early the beginning of the need for it, now you're beginning to operationalize some of the value. What are the biggest things that you wish you'd seen coming you know, that came before that audit ever happened? So often the audit is the trigger to drive action. But what did you see across your SaaS stack prior to that?
So it's a good question. Good, excellent question. And I wouldn't say there was anything that surprised me or that I wish I would have seen coming, because I have a lot of past experience with yeah. doing audits. And so I was pretty prepared about what they were going to ask and what was going to happen. But I would have liked beforehand to have Xylo in place so I could have that consolidation.
Sure.
I could have the ability to provide those audit requests in a little bit easier fashion. And then also, you know, the Netskope scoring would yeah. be, you know, super helpful to so that we could say, you know, we're very proactive. We know where our opportunities are. We know we can go to, you know, whatever vendor and start working with them to improve their scoring. Which, of course, you know, helps during contract negotiation
right.
time, too.
that compliance gap identification you mentioned with our pumped-in data from Netskope, boy, that certainly helps out quite a bit. So
absolutely.
I love that. Love that use case.
Absolutely.
Jennifer, most companies treat audit season more like a fire drill. You and your team are now making this an everyday mindset. How has that mindset shift really changed how your team works together, how you're working with auditors, even how you're communicating and working with your executive team?
And I'm a real big process documentation nerd. So I'm all about the documenting the processes. But one of the things that auditors look for is, do you have your processes documented? And so it was really taking that time to, you know, document everything, get everything in order, but, you know, not just document the process, but making sure we're linking our processes back to those standards and policies that we have already set in our organization are important to us, and making sure there's a cohesion there. We were also really focused on communicating, but not just communicating via email notifications or having a call with a team or, you know, hey, so-and-so, as I pass by you, I'm going to tell you how important it is. But also having our leadership. And we're really, really fortunate to that here at Hyatt that we have both a CIO and a CISO that are super passionate about not just improving where we are, but being proactive about what might be coming next.
Sure.
And one of their big things was, let's get on a town hall, you know, and our CIO, he led that town hall, let us talk about Xylo. He said, make sure people get excited about what you're trying to do, to help improve what they're doing. And being on a big platform like that was super helpful, especially having that leadership backing. And it was really, great because all of the questions during that town hall Q&A, they were all for us. They were all for my team. And we got to answer, you know, and see how excited, you know, people, teams were like, you know, how can I help? What can I do, to push this forward? And so that was really, really awesome.
Change management in kicking off a program, a SaaS management program at a large global company, is something that a lot of people struggle with. And I love that, you know, from day one, you have your amazing CISO, your CIO, they're passionate about this program. They're passionate about the security. Then they stood up at a town hall and really communicated that to the rest of the business. And I think that's a really fascinating learning and something that our listeners will definitely be able to take some tips from as well. I quickly want to talk a little bit more about the audit. I know that your software stack, you do have on-prem, you do have SaaS. How is handling an audit for on-prem different from SaaS, or is there really no difference?
So really the difference is that they're just different. And what I mean by that is that, you know, with on-prem software, you know what's installed. You can use your discovery sources and see in your CMDB, you know, what's installed and do the reporting on that. Whereas SaaS, it's not just about what's installed, but it's also about who's using it. You can have so many people just go and use their email address and sign up for any kind of SaaS subscription, and you know, you don't necessarily know about it. So it's being able to track those things also, the shadow IT, right?
Yeah.
So that's really the big difference in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that makes a ton of sense. You've talked a little bit about, to piggyback on that concept, you know, you've looked at your policies and you've started some early work because you're still at the beginning of your SaaS management
yes.
journey. And one thing we always talk about with our customers is it's not instant governance, right? You've got visibility
right.
that then creates the insights needed to understand and compare to your internal policies and procedures and organizational SOPs so that you can understand what your next steps are and really set that strategy. So in your early journey, what sort of practical first steps in addition to your process review have you taken to get SaaS management off on the right foot as you're gaining this visibility into your full software stack?
So any security person is going to tell you, you can't secure what you don't know you don't have.
Right. That's right.
So it was really important for not just me, but for Hyatt as a whole to put together that top-notch library that
yeah.
can list of consolidated applications. And not just the list of applications, but also what was important about those applications, knowing those certain details about it that would help us in a security or an audit preference. And part of that is working with the compliance and risk management teams mm-hmm. and getting their feedback, not being hesitant to go to them and say, you know, what do you think, guys? Should I be tracking this? But in getting their feedback to fill that information in. That was really key for us to get that information from them and
yeah.
then to go back to the app owners and say, hey, this is really important. Our security teams say this is really important. We need you to fill it out.
Yeah. As you're now getting inventory visibility, What is your thought on your master list? Where's that going to live? And maybe that's a little early in your program to know that, but I'd love to understand.
Yeah, we already have plans. We already have roadmaps built. I've already talked to the Xylo technical team about creating integrations so that we can feed what we're getting from Xylo and updating our CMDB to make sure that everything is, you know, on the up and up and everything is accurate.
That's great. It's often spoken about, you know, your full SaaS inventory is a unique set of data. It lives nowhere else. And so it's always critically important when you begin your program, what is under your remit? How are you centralizing that together? Because you have to begin with the full strategy, and that's step one. And I love that. Step two then becomes sometimes reaching out to those app owners, trying to talk to them, going to your town hall, and getting them comfortable with there's now a little bit more centralized governance required around these software applications.
Yes.
So did you have any concern? And it's kind of picking up on the town hall that you held that you spoke at, but did you have any concern around governance, around change management required for some apps versus others? Or does Hyatt have a culture where, you know, central teams are empowered to create outcomes centrally to deliver out to the organization? Any worry about that internally?
So Hyatt is kind of unique in that the ITAM team is actually on the governance, risk, and compliance team.
Yes.
And that's a little bit different. And we report directly up to the CISO. So it's a little bit different from other places, but it's been very, very helpful because I get to work with our vendor risk management, and our compliance teams, and we get to collaborate on standards and policies. We get to throw things back and forth to each other. What's going to be important? You know, where are gaps? Where are opportunities to be better? And so that's been really, really helpful. And because we report to the CISO, we also could get to collaborate really closely mm-hmm. with our cybersecurity team. And that is phenomenal because they're so smart. But they offer such intuitive information, and it's helpful for me to get that feedback from them so that, you know, we can, as an ITAM team, we can really start building more.
That's a pro tip for everyone out there. Put your organization right into that central governance team because that's how you can really drive change and impact. I love that.
That's right.
Jennifer, I love hearing you talk about the spirit of collaboration. I can just tell how exciting it is for you and how much it means to you. I want to take a step back. You mentioned that the ITAM team, your team, reports up to the CISO. That is wildly interesting for me because, you know, so many asset management teams, they sit in IT or they sit in finance organizations. They measure themselves on savings, license, pullbacks, cost avoidance. I'd love to hear from you and a member of a team that's reporting up to the CISO. What are those high-level KPIs that you're tracking as an organization?
Well, our SAM team is just like everybody else's. We focus a lot on savings,
important these days.
Right. Everyone likes to save money. That's our biggest goal. But we also have goals set around, you know, reducing our duplicative applications and decreasing that tech debt. So we don't have so many things to support. And then also to really increase our security awareness across the organization. You know, those are two big KPIs that we have.
I love those. And to your point, cost savings, obviously a huge opportunity and something very important to a lot of organizations these days. Looking ahead, what is one SaaS risk that you think many global companies are still underestimating right now? And it's, you know, maybe even something you think that they already have covered, but that it's a sort of a lesson learned that maybe you wish you had thought a little bit more about.
100%, I would say people. And the reason I say that is because as in my journey as being an asset manager, I have come across no shortage of employee ingenuity to work around the processes. And so I think there's always going to be gaps and loopholes in your processes. But it's taking the time to continuously review those processes, review what's going on to improve what you have in place, and then keep moving you to that next level.
Perfect.
I love that. Got to watch out for the people.
Right?
100%.
That's it. It begins with people in every organization. And an organization with the right culture makes it so much easier to roll out governance, and a concerning word for so many people. But that culture and the people that you put around you are critically important. So you've learned a lot through this process thus far. You've gone through, you know, your career of ITAM and the advent of SaaS, kind of coming into that and being a new model and method that you've got to account for, and probably knowing that for quite a while, going through audit readiness and then building the use case for, hey, we need to get this visibility. We need to create a strategy around software as a service, just like we do on-prem. So what is the one thing you'd tell, you know, we have a lot of SAM and ITAM and IT and procurement and FinOps leaders listening to this podcast. What would you tell them in a similar position? You know, what are the things that you would focus on first as you're kind of thinking, boy, we probably need to have our arms around software as a service? And then to the same degree, what's one thing you'd recommend that they steer clear of as you're operationalizing the use case and the justification to move forward?
Sure. Focus on, I would say, definitely building a library of all your applications. That should be number one on your goal list. In a piece of that is to identify what as a company do you want those standard applications to be? Mm-hmm. You know, the go-to application. In marking those as a certified application, because your auditors are going to ask you, you know, what is your authorized list? And you want to be able to adequately tell them with confidence, this is my list of certified applications. One thing I love about Xylo is that it offers us the ability to see what people buy,
sure,
you know, through expense and purchasing. So it allows you to continuously build on that application inventory. And then working with your security teams to also implement those custom fields so that you're tracking the right information. Yeah. Also make note of the applications with low scores, mm-hmm, because that is key to identify, you know, what may need to come out of your environment. Or maybe you need to go to those vendors. If it's a tool you use a lot, maybe you need to go to those vendors and say, hey, I really need you to increase your security score,
yes,
which is good during negotiation time. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing to go to. And then also building your process documentation.
Yes.
That is going to be a really key thing to do. To avoid, I would say, trying to boil the ocean. Mm-hmm. Don't try to do everything at once. You have to be a little strategic about it. Xylo is great when you're doing your implementation plan because they start you out 10 to 15 apps. Let's do it 100%, and then you move to the next group. And I love that.
Yes.
I think it's wonderful to as a strategic move. Too many people in SAM try to do everything all at once, and they either get burned out or they get discouraged.
Yep.
So it's important to be really methodical. I like to use the metaphor of like a puzzle or a Lego set, because you know, you don't just toss a puzzle on a table and do it all at one time. You start off with one section and you build that, and then you move on to the next section and you build it. And that's really how you have to work with SAM. As advice to leadership of SAM teams, don't expect the world from your SAM teams all at once. Create those goals and KPIs of what you would like to accomplish. Make sure that they're reachable goals, yep, they're logical goals, and help them get to where they need to be.
Yes, 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 yes. We often say nail it and scale it around Xylo. You've got to build that use case. You've got to show that the value is there. And that opens up doors in your organization that you might not have thought were possible.
That's right.
Well, from audit season to building continuous visibility, it's a great reminder that SaaS management is not one and done. It's always ongoing and continuous. And it takes that always on mindset to stay proactive, to not get caught behind the eight ball late before a renewal, a major application. And you've got to anticipate and mitigate those risks to your business.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing your SaaS management story.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer.
Your experience. We're lucky to get the chance to work with you here at Xylo, and hopefully you're inspiring the next set of IT and ITAM leaders to be able to set up their SaaS management strategy.
Yes, very exciting. I'm so excited to be able to talk about this today. It's audit is dear to my heart.
I love it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.